Like I say, I've enjoyed all the messages that been preached here. All the men that stand up here and preach the word of God rightly divided. I don't know how to follow up behind Ryan, but I'm trying not to keep you too long. Y'all believe this Bible,
Amen.
The word of God,
Amen.
Believe everything in it. Believe I know who in here has trusted Christ as a Savior and who hasn't. You would turn to Book of Proverbs. I've heard it said here tonight that we use the rightly dividers, we only use the only two Philemon. But the Word of God is truth from cover to cover. Our instructions are Romans 2 Philemon. But every word in it is true, it's pure, it's just, it's honest. You need to read it. Look in Proverbs 28, verse 25, the bottom half of it there. Says, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. So all you fat people in here, I know that you trust the Lord, and all you skinny people, you need to trust the Lord. I'm fat myself. In 1988, I was a lost believer. I thought you had to be good, do good, go to church, do what's right, treat people right. I've been studying the Bible for a little while. Didn't know that much about it. My brother, Freddie, over here, a lot of people may not know he's my brother, but he is. He started showing me some things in the Bible, and I thought, no, Freddie, I don't see it that way. And he said, well, Mike, don't take my word for it. He said, study about it prayerfully and see if what you say you believe you can back up with the Word of God, or if what you're saying is just lip service, that you've grown up to believe as a child, just hear things say and you repeat it. So that got to bother me for a while. And I looked in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. It says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. So I examined myself in 88. It bothered me there for about a year. And I saw that I didn't know what I thought I knew. I was in a religious organization. It was approaching 1989 at Pensacola, Florida. Brother E.C. Moore conference was coming up. And my brother asked me, said, don't you come to Florida conference with us? I thought, okay, it's a free vacation, enjoy the beach and what have you, I'll go. But I said, I want you to go to my church before we go to Florida. So we went to my church where I was going to. I won't name the name, I won't hurt somebody's feelings if you're a religious person in here. But he went to my church and carried a pencil and piece of paper and the Bible. I didn't never carry a pencil and piece of paper with me in church before. And he sat by me and I poked him. I said, man, ain't that good listening there what they're doing? Singing, shouting. A lot of singing, a lot of shouting. Little bit of Bible reading. Man, I said, ain't that good? He was taking notes the whole time. And I said, Freddie, if what they're up there preaching is wrong, and I was serious, I said, if what they're up there preaching is wrong, let's go whoop them. I was that mad. And I was serious about it. I said, because what you're saying to me is contradicting what they're saying. How can they be wrong? They're using the Bible. King James Bible, they're using the Bible. How can they be wrong? So that bothered me for a while, and I took him up on going to Florida, where we see Moore's conference. There were some 15, 20 preachers there that weekend. For the first time in my life, I saw what the cross did for me. Not some group, church, building, organization, but what it did for me, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I trusted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, come to the realization on October 3rd, 1989, at Florida Bible Conference. So, any of you here that may not know the Lord as your Savior, I ask you to examine yourselves. You're the only one that knows between you and God. See if you trust the Lord. Open His Word and read it. See if what you believe you can back up with what it says. Rightly divided. Look at Romans 3. Won't be like Brian now. He went to five or six other verses after he said he's going to close. Don't keep it up much longer. Romans 3:10, which Brian also read. There is none, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Brian covered it well. That may be one of you in here tonight and not know that. We've said up here these men that stood here before us that are no longer with us. If you noticed everybody up here that talked about the men, it all pointed to the cross, what they stood for, giving God the glory. Look at 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God, in my Bible I've got Satan, it's spelt with a little G there. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. When I was in that religious organization, I was blinded. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. But it's hard to understand when one man says something over here under the law, the other man says something over here under grace, it looks like it contradicts itself. But it's just the opposite. It does not contradict itself. It is the truth of whom it's talking to and what time period it is. Rightly dividing the word of truth is not something that we want to have knowledge and power over somebody. We use this whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But rightly dividing the word of truth is how we understand who our apostle or preacher and teacher is, in our instructions that we live under dispensation of grace. Is anybody here lost tonight? Make today the day of salvation. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. I thank you for being here. I hope everybody comes back next year. If there is a next year, if not, we'll see you in heaven. I just want to say I love my family, I love the Lord, and appreciate all these men that stand up here and preach the Word of God.